Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brother, sister, this is thankful Thursday. We're so happy. Oh, well, everybody wants to praise God. Look at here. They're trying to get you to say, I just want to thank you. We're going to get you. And them people are getting mad here. Let's thank you, Lord, too. See, when God's been good to you, you want to tell somebody. You can't hold it to yourself.
Yeah.
I like it when it's natural. Just thank you. Just thank you. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly, I appreciate you taking time out to spend your day with us on this Thanksgiving and thankful Thursday. Well, we're going to ask Pastor Bill to have a word of prayer. And everyone that has something that you want to just thank God for, something special or a scripture, whatever, we want you to press 1. And after we get in here, we're going to, we just want you to be free today. Just be free to thank him, because I know he's been good to all of us. So we're going to ask Pastor Bill first. He should give us a word of prayer. After that, we'll get into being thankful today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and we're thankful for another thankful Thursday. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the selections that he had played for us this morning. Or this afternoon, I'm sorry. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Amen. Mm. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings. Father God, we're thanking you for this mighty word that you have left for us to study and meditate on and to live by. We're thanking you, Father God, for all the listeners. Thanking you, Father God, for those who participate. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor. We're just thanking you, Father God, for all things today, Father God. You are worthy to be praised, and you have just open up your word to us, allowing us to know the word of God and to be spiritual and to live spiritual and have a spiritual walk with you, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We binding up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, try to come up against the listeners and those that participate, Father God. And we release in the spirit of praise, Father God, for the song says when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And Lord, we just want to praise you and thank you for all things. Now, Lord, we ask that you will bless those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and be with those who ask us to keep them in prayer, Father God. And we give you thanks. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. That was just an awesome prayer. And I thank God for you. For what he's doing in your life. Sometimes I don't tell people everything, but I just see Pastor such an awesome woman in the Lord. She's just obedient to the scripture, and she's just growing. And see, I'm thankful that God allowed me to see that. And you just don't. It's just a powerful thing, you know. And I watched her over the years, how the Lord has just elevated her. And that's one of the things I'm thankful for, is to be able to watch someone grow, especially in leaps and bounds. Same thing with Evangelist Sharon and Sister Renee. A lot of you guys out there, I don't say anything to you about it. Even Brother Preacher and Evangelist Robinson. I mean, I thank God for that. He's just just don't know. I see so much growth in him from the time he was playing basketball in high school till today. So I just thank God to be able to see that. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. Just happy to be able to see that kind of stuff. But anyway, here we go. Just press one. And, you know, this is Thankful Thursday. And we want everyone to, anyone, we don't put pressure on no one, but anyone would like to share something for your Thanksgiving, well, this is your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I like the scripture, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. So I don't know what you've been through or what you're going through, but in everything, give thanks. Okay. Mm-hmm. As for number 2481, you're on.
Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania. How are you? I just wanted to give thanks today. I'm good. I have a little app called the Blue Letter Bible app, and it lets you, I can take the King James and go through the Hebrew word, and it will show you how to pronounce them. And as we're doing this, I wanted to give thanks. I'm going to try to learn how to say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes, but I give thanks for that. It gets me a little excited about that. The fear is Yira, Yehovah, and Reshith Dath, something like that. I'll have to learn how to pronounce it better. I think it's just going to be something fun for the holidays. Awesome. Amen. Awesome. Bless you.
Praise God. That's, praise God.
Awesome. You know, that's beautiful. That's part of what God's development is all about, is getting mm-hmm. our spirit alive to his word, whatever that takes or whatever you need to do. And mm-hmm. the brother, he decided, you know what, let me look it up in Hebrew and began to pronounce it. And I'm sure as he pronounced it and looked it up, you just get a deeper meaning. So I thank God for yeah. that. I thank God for him bringing that forward, because that's one
Amen.
Of the things that the Lord has showed me. I'm thankful that he's opened my eyes to certain scripture, man. He's opened my eyes, and I'm so happy. This preacher quoted 1 John 1, and when he quoted it, he said, you know, he was talking about the light and darkness, and I'll mm-hmm. share this with you guys. But he took it out of context. He wanted to use darkness. He wanted to use darkness as political. I'm going like, no, that ain't right. You know, you got to go back and read that thing. You know, because I understand it. You know that the darkness comprehended it not. I mean, the darkness mm-hmm. didn't understand. And believe mm-hmm. me, they ain't talking about politics.
All right.
Trust.
Say that.
Talking about the darkness, just like Satan, he don't understand the light in you. He can't understand the light in you. That brother right there, Satan don't understand that. He don't understand the light that God has brought. They can't comprehend that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Can't comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
And I said that to say this, and that's not being proudful or anything. I just thank God that he showed me what real light is.
Mm-hmm.
The true light who lit every
yeah.
man to the world. See, the devil didn't understand Christ. If he did, he'd never crucified.
All
if he
right.
knew he crucified the Son, he never did that. So I'm thankful that God showed me that. That Satan
yeah.
didn't know what he's doing. And just like
yeah.
he don't know what he's doing when he's messing with you. Because you're a
mm-hmm.
child of God.
Amen.
You don't have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just
Amen.
So thankful. Okay, I'm going to let Evangelist Sharon.
Good afternoon, Pastor Bingo. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all listening. I thank
mm-hmm.
God for this broadcast. And
yes,
I'd like to read 2 Timothy 1. And 3, I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Amen. I thank God for everything. There's nothing I can't thank God for. I thank him for bringing back my eyesight that was gone for the last couple of days in my left eye, which I had no doubt that it would be coming back because I asked him to bring it back. I thank God for just everything. I'm thankful for the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. I'm thankful most of all for spiritual things and the things above and for the word that we stand on. That is what I'm most thankful for, that he has mm-hmm. given us this word that travels through our spirits wherever we are in this country and wherever we are in our lives and our past. This word will exhilarate, heal, mend, bring us together, just take care of everything that has to be taken care of in this life. Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm truly thankful. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Anyone else? Okay. I was just wondering how long Evangelist Renee was going to stay on the sideline. I'm trying
all
to pick
right.
you up. Good afternoon, Renee.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Just want to take the time out to say, Lord, thank you for all his many blessings. For, what is my scripture? Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help coming from the Lord.
Yeah.
And I thank him every day for giving me strength to keep going on in his name. I just thank him, thank him, thank him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'm going to let you go on and jump in there.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for what I've heard thus far. I mean, boy, we serve an awesome God. I like to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 through, all of it's good. So let me read 7 through 16. I'll try not to, I just want to read it because it's just hitting home here.
Give
it
us
says,
that scripture,
and I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And verses 7 through 16.
Okay.
Amen. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. Amen, amen. I am thankful for the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, thank you, Pastor. That was short. I'm agreeing with Pastor and Brother Kevin, just all you guys, matter of fact, for the Word of God. That's real important. And that's what we're thanking God for, is for His Word, for revelation knowledge of His Word.
Amen.
So I thank God for His Word. And you have to be spiritual, just like she read just a moment ago. When you're spiritual, you understand these things. You understand that when you read scriptures like 1 Corinthians 6:19, that you're the temple. You get that.
Yeah.
It ain't
Amen.
That you go to the temple. Don't go to the temple. The temple is the temple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you get it. You get that God want to live in you, not a brick and mortar. See, everybody don't get that revelation.
All right.
See, when the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1 and 1 Corinthians 12:27 that we are His body, that's real to me.
Yeah.
That's not a bunch of people. That's not a bunch of people to me. Now, to some people, when they read that, they're thinking about the people in their congregation. That's not what I think about. I see the whole world being connected to Christ.
All right.
Because they are believers. That's what makes you part of the body of Christ. Not because you joined somebody's church. See, I get it. So I'm thankful that God show us the spiritual things. So when I read 1 Peter, when I read 1 Peter 2:5, that's a reality to me. That's real.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Because we are living stones. And we're being built up into the body of Christ. That's real to me.
Yeah.
And you know what? I like someone to read that out the Messenger Bible. Because I've quoted that thing so many times. I don't even know what it said in the Messenger Bible. And Evangelist Sharon, since you're there, could you go ahead on and read that out of King James, 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter and the 5th verse, and then let Pastor read it out of the Messenger Bible for me. If you all would, I appreciate it.
1 Peter, 2nd chapter, 1st verse, and the King James reads as follows. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking. Amen.
Would you read? Maybe I quoted it wrong. Is that 1 Peter 2:5?
No, I read it wrong. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 2:5. Ye all as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. To you who trust Him, He's a stone to be proud of. But to those who refuse to trust Him, the stone the workmen threw out is now the chief foundation stone. For the untrusting, it's a stone to trip over, a boulder blocking the way. They trip and fall because they refuse to obey, just as predicted. Amen.
Thank God for the revelation of that. Because, see, at one time, I thought, I was thinking building. And God said, You're the lively stone. That building ain't not alive.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm building a spiritual house.
Yeah.
I'm building up a holy priesthood. See, I see mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see buildings anymore. There was a time I would see buildings because when somebody said make a sacrifice, I'm thinking I'd take the money up there and give it to somebody. No, that ain't what God wants. What God wants is a spiritual sacrifice because we're
That's
spiritual.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's what God wants.
Amen.
He wants a spiritual mm-hmm. sacrifice. He don't care anything about that filthy lucre you got. He don't care anything about
Amen.
Them George Washington's and Abraham Lincoln's and the Roosevelt. He don't care anything about that money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who owns the currency in Chinese or in Jamaica or in Spain. I don't know who owns it. But God don't care anything about none of that money. I don't care where you at and where you from. He don't care anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
See,
all
the thing
right.
that we all have in common, we can offer spiritual sacrifice. Because God is building up a spiritual priesthood.
I'm
telling Pastor today, I'm so proud of Evangelist Sharon. The other day when they did the broadcast for me, Evangelist Sharon was putting emphasis on the fact that we are spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pastor turned around and she read it today.
Mm.
Brother, you got to know you're a spiritual being having human experiences. That's what we are.
Yeah.
We're spiritual. Yeah. Especially for those that did 2 Corinthians 5:17, that you are a new creature now. You can't.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, I don't know if Pastor is able to get back on, but I'll just read that from the Message Bible. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Okay, Evangelist Sharon, you there, I hear you.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
1 Corinthians. Chapter 2, and what verse was that?
We can start with verse 7 and read through verse 14. Mm-hmm.
Read through verse which one? I'm sorry, 14 is that?
14, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm back now. I don't know what happened. Uh-oh. God kicked me out.
Okay. Okay,
Pastor.
Praise God.
Because I'm praising God. Oh, we ain't having that today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to praise him.
And God showed me that. He showed me what he was saying in Peter there. He made it real plain to me.
Yes, yes.
That he's building up a spiritual house. See, before, I used to think we were building up the church. Y'all should come on and give you money and invite your mama and auntie and daddy and cousin. Invite them to the church.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what God wanted. That's not acceptable, people. God wants people in the body of Christ.
Yes, that's what he wants us. Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants us at. Now, somebody said, well, you know, yeah, we still need that. Well, that, if that's what you need, but I don't need no more milk. I need some meat. I'm
All
grown
right,
now.
Amen.
I'm a grown man. I need some meat.
All right. Amen, amen.
Yeah, I need some folks that want to offer up spiritual sacrifice. The Bible said, now that's what's acceptable unto God by Jesus.
Amen.
That's what's acceptable. You want to know what's acceptable?
Yeah.
You offer up spiritual sacrifice. Not that filthy lucre or money or whatever, pesos or whatever you offering up. That don't please God.
Mm-hmm.
It's spiritual sacrifice.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why
Amen.
We have to continue scripture, brothers and sisters, and that's one of the things we've been talking about this week, You know, that's God's will that we continue in the scripture. So when that brother read this morning about the learning it out of the Hebrew, see, that mm-hmm. God, that's what God wants. He wants living in that scripture, man.
Yeah, yes, he does.
You have to do to stay, I'll say stay motivated, but whatever you have to do to live in that word, do it. If you got to compare Greek with Hebrew, Hebrew with Greek, then mm-hmm. turn around and get it out of another. If you have to find five translations.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See, a lot of times you ought to hear us, we'll use several translations. And there's other translations I don't even touch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some
right.
translations I don't even really care for. Because mm-hmm. some of them have left out the word of God. They become man-pleasers. Oh, that don't sound
mm-hmm.
right. No, if it's mm-hmm. the word, leave it in there.
That's right.
Because I'm going to tell
yes,
you,
God.
People are going to reject Christ. There are going to be some people. But because we are chosen, and we know we are chosen, and we're part of that spiritual house that God is building up, we praising God over here. But okay,
amen.
I just wasn't going to let the enemy have that one. Okay. Thanks, Pastor, for jumping in. I think you and Evangelist Sharon was getting ready to read something, so y'all go ahead. On. We still got a few minutes.
Okay, Pastor.
Yes. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as
mm-hmm.
it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what
mm-hmm.
man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. I'm going to read this from God's Word, and that's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting with the 6th verse. It says, however, we do use wisdom to speak to those who are mature. It is a wisdom that doesn't belong to this world or to the rulers of this world who are empowered today and gone tomorrow. We speak about the mystery of God's wisdom. It's a wisdom that has been hidden, which God planned for our glory before the world began. Not one of the rulers of this world has known it. If they had, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But as Scripture says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined the things that God has prepared for those who love him. God has revealed those things to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches everything, especially the deep things of God. After all, who knows everything about a person except that person's own spirit? In the same way, no one has known everything about God except God's Spirit. Now, we didn't receive the Spirit that belongs to the world. Instead, we received the Spirit who comes from God, so that we could know the things which God has freely given us. We don't speak about these things using teachings, that are based on intellectual arguments like people do. Instead, we use the Spirit's teaching. We explain spiritual things to those who have the Spirit. A person who isn't spiritual doesn't accept the teachings of God's Spirit. He thinks they're nonsense. He can't understand them because a person must be spiritual to evaluate them. And verse 15 says, spiritual people evaluate everything, but are subject to no one's evaluation. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. So that's why we have to be spiritual.
Amen. Amen. Because if you don't, I'll just tell you, brothers and sisters, if you're spiritual, you're not a citizen. You're not a citizen of God.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. And I can show you that in the Word of God. If you're mm-hmm. not spiritual, you're not part of God's program, because He have chosen. I was telling somebody this the other day, and it just blessed my heart, because and I don't have a prejudice bone in me.
Well, right,
it's all lives matter. I said all lives matter. Now more especially acts or anybody else they killing, that's mm-hmm. more especially. I said, but all mm-hmm. lives matter.
Yeah.
Well, how could
yeah.
you say that and you you black and you a racist, and they went on. I said, can I tell you what I am? Because he wanted to know what race I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, you can find my race over there in 1 Peter 2:9. Oh, I haven't seen your race over there. I said, have you read it?
Mm.
So I took him over there and read, let him read 9 and 10.
Because mm-hmm.
I wanted him to know I live by the Word of God. I said, it says I'm a chosen race. I'm a chosen race. That's the race I belong to. I belong to that chosen race.
That's right. That's
that
right.
Royal priesthood.
Yeah.
We are people. I belong to holy nation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about what you're talking about. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. See, I get that mm-hmm. wisdom from the scripture to teach people that we are a chosen generation. We are a chosen race. I didn't say that.
Yes,
that's what the Word of God said. So I just happen to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I'm chosen. And I'm
mm-hmm.
a chosen race. So,
therefore,
if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, it doesn't tell you what we look like.
Mm.
Because it doesn't matter to us. We just love the Lord. And we love his people. That's all.
Hallelujah.
That's all.
Amen.
I'm sorry. If
Amen.
You get offended, oh well, you have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with it.
See? Amen. Amen.
But we are chosen. No matter what color your skin is. Matter of fact, let me give you another scripture to support that. In 2 Corinthians 5:16, it says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm.
We're not to know people after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Then it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ. See, when you're in Christ, you don't know folks after the flesh. You know them because they're part of a chosen race.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are. That's the race I belong to. So, if you're listening, sir, if you're listening, don't ask me that no more, because I'm going to tell you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what race I belong to? You go right over there to 1 Peter 2:9. You're gonna see it.
That's right. That's right. Chosen generation.
I'm right about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I believe in Scripture, and I believe what the Word says, so that's what the Word called me, a chosen race, so I'm part of a chosen race. Now, if you don't know what race that is, get into the Word of God, and then get in Christ, and you're going to find out you're going to get born again. And when you get born again, you're born into this new race. Hello, somebody. Preach. I'm trying to do the
that's
best.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Say it, Pat. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Because y'all know I can get carried away, especially on Thanksgiving Day. Man, what you talking about?
I know, yes, that's right.
I just want to read the end of this.
The Steelers ain't playing today. I'm a little upset. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't mean no harm. I ain't spreading nothing. Just saying.
First, got a couple of
Pennsylvania folks up in here. I'm just saying, because you got the Philadelphia Eagles, all that, but I'm just saying they ain't playing today.
Hey, man.
The virus. Damn.
I heard my brother say amen.
1 Corinthians 2:15-16 reads in the King James. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That makes us spiritual. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. And from the Message Bible, God's spirit and our spirit in open communion, spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's spirit? Anyone who knows what he is doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's spirit. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Well, hey, I appreciate you guys. I really do. And, oh, wow, I'm just really excited, man. And thank you so much for reading that. Took me back to Thursday night when we used to have broadcasts on Thursday night. Sure did. I think that was our main scripture. But anyway, hey, anybody else have anything before we dismiss? It's Thanksgiving, Yes.
I wanted to share that. You know, the word is my food, and I missed the broadcast 2 days in a row, and my spirit just wasn't sitting right, and I couldn't understand why I was feeling like I was feeling. And then I realized I ain't had my medicine. My word.
Say that, sister.
I need my word every day.
Yes,
I need it every day. And I feel so much better when I hear my word, when I speak my word. Oh, it's medicine. Thank you.
I'm shouting down here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're absolutely
amen.
Right. You ought to feel some type of way. You haven't eaten, you ought to feel some type of way. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Say it now. Amen, amen.
Let's go. When you don't
mm-hmm.
eat and you done missed several meals, so she done, that means six meals. She mixed six meals. You done missed six meals. Yeah, you ought to feel some type of way.
Amen.
Yeah, see, when I get that word, especially in the morning, I chew on it then, I chew on it at lunchtime, and I chew on it in the evening. I meditate day and night. Yeah. And
Mr. Hill,
you should be some type of way. But praise God for you, Evangelist Renee. God gave you the wisdom to tell you what was wrong with you. That's great.
Right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Get on back to the table. That's awesome. Well,
amen.
Nothing else. Sisters, I'm going to see you all on tomorrow. Y'all enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving day. And remember who you are. You are a spiritual being having human experience. So when you eat that turkey, that's not against the will of God. That's just having another human experience. But you are spiritual.
Amen.
I love you.